overcame one of my trials. That was the moment.
Greetings. Welcome to the Whole Truth Broadcast during the centennial celebration with the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith. Apostle Anthony J. Patterson is the General Overseer. Are you seeking a true friendship? Then come to the perfect love, Jesus Christ. He will never fail, disappoint, or leave you. Apostle Anthony Patterson preaches, teaches, and practices the true love and gospel of Jesus Christ. For more information, visit us online at theapostolicfaith.org or dial 610-583-2400 or write to P.O. Box 109, Darby, Pennsylvania 19023 in the United States of America. Calendar of events for the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith. The Texas State Convention, February 21st through the 24th, 2019, at 3700 Call Street, Dallas, Texas, 75210. The 66th National Women's Conference, April 14th through the 21st, 2019, at 1534 North Davis Street, Jacksonville, Florida, 32209. The 65th National Men's Conference, May 26th through June 2nd, 2019, at 873 Main Street, Darby, Pennsylvania, 19023. The 70th National Youth Conference, June 30th through July 7th, 2019, at 3700 Call Street, Dallas, Texas, 75210. The 84th National Convention, Centennial 100th Year Celebration, August 22nd through September 2nd, 2019. The location will be announced.
That made me to know that the God that delivered from the poor from the paw of the bear, he can always deliver. He can deliver. He will always deliver. It was when I had my trials. It was when I had my tests. It was when I had all the sorrow. The tears cover my face. It was that moment, it was that moment, let me know I am strong.
It was when I had my moment that made me to know how strong I was. Except all of the things that the Spirit had written down for us let us know that there were men and women of the Bible or the Scriptures that needed to know that there was a God of heaven. And there came time that they had to cry out to God from a place that they knew that if he did not provide or deliver, they were going to be destroyed. And the human body and psyche is trying to always save itself. It's always trying to be delivered from something. And it has no power of itself. The body has no power of itself. It needs the breath of God. It needs then the Spirit of God to have power. Because if the breath is taken from it, it dies. It just falls apart and goes back to dust. It dries up. But if it has the breath of God, it can live. But if it has the Spirit of God, it can then live forever. To know that is very powerful. To realize that you were made for the glory of a spirit. And he has made you so that every generation from you forward can look back and say, my grandmama, my mama, my father, my brothers and my sisters, we were in the way of truth. And when we as a people realize that there is a God that has brought us in the same mind to be here, in the same judgment to be here, and in that bringing us here, there is something of the heavenly that we must be the image of. And when you begin to hear the testimony of, I am thankful to God because there have been a line of the Spirit of Truth that have come down from generation to generation to generation, and it found us. And though at some point in time we broke off, but that Spirit said, come back. I need you to do something. So the Spirit of God would get in a body and say, call Geno Jennings. Let's go to Dallas and see if we can meet him and see if he'll come to Dallas and help us. And the Spirit of the living God said, not so. But then he said, let's call Bishop Patterson. He's from the church that we had. And when he gets a call, he said, I'm on the way. And from that sparking of a spirit and the obedience to that spirit, we now can worship God in spirit and in truth. Men have the earth. And anything that they want from the earth, man can produce and get. They make their own gods. And their gods have hands but can't move. They have feet but can't go nowhere. Can't do nothing. They have throats and can't speak. You walk in temples around the world. They got a $1 million doll that have thousands and thousands of dollars of clothing put on it. It has no throat to speak. It has no eyes to see. It has no ears that can hear. But it's of the earth, and it's expensive, and the clothes are thousands and thousands of dollars dressed on it. They have a symbol of a man on a cross with a loin cloth on him, and he's all puny, and you can see his side has been bruised. But it has no throat. It has no hands that can do anything. It has no feet that can do anything. You serve a God that is living. They have hands, they're yours. He has feet, they're yours. He has a throat, it's yours. Ears, yours. Eyes, yours. And you look and say, I was made in the image of God. And when I look at my image in the reflection, I see God. You see a God that have hands that can do things. When someone is sick, you go to them and your throat says to them, be delivered. God will do this for you. The God we serve. This God now lives. He lives because you say, this is the right thing to do, and you do it. And as you ride with God and you see your mind has connected with heaven, and you say, I need to correct a wrong. And the Holy Ghost said, it is fixed. The Holy Ghost make you say from your throat, I should have been better in that situation. Why? I'm in the image of God. And what I must do, if someone is looking for God, when they see me, they must see God. I am been the one that have been baptized in his name. I am the one that was filled with his spirit. And here is my thought to you. How marvelous is it to know the one true God and know that he dwells in you. In you is the God that said, I made the heavens and earth. And in you is this God that you can show him to anybody that wants to know him. You can say, I know him. If you want to know where my God is, I can show you. In you is the power that this God had from the beginning of time until time closes. That God, that spirit abides in your soul. Therefore, God now has hands. Your God has feet. Your God has eyes and ears and a heart that even if the smiters come to you and say, give us your back to hit, you will say, here, because you're going to show them God. You can help them. You can sit at their table and your God takes over your frame. Say, give me your throat. And when they say, you know, I have this hope, you say, but where is your faith? Because faith is the substance of things that you're hoping for. Where's your faith? You pick up the mind of Christ and say, Christ said, before you ask me to do anything, do you believe that I can do the thing? He now has your throat. And this God now has a hand. He has a feet. He has eyes, he has ears. He is now alive and he moves from generation to generation to generation. The same God that spoke to a woman and said, can I have your womb? And she said, let it be done unto me. Speaking to a spirit that was not having a form, but spoke to it in a heart. And it was even so. When you say, I believe God, God don't need patience with himself. What he's requiring is that your natural have patience to wait on the spiritual, because you bear the image of a living God. How be it then that thing which was natural came first, but at the patience of waiting, the breath of God made this image live. The knowledge to know, I have the mind of Christ. I have the desire of Christ. I am the Christ of God. That thing that have been anointed in the earth, I am. And therefore, I will get through all of the trials of this life because I bear the image of the heavenly. My housing won't look like a spaceman. It will look just like I am now without this dust. Because I bear the image of the heavenly. So in me that moves me, where I have my being, the way I think, what I do, what I say, What I believe is the same thing that was given to the 12 apostles to say, go preach this, and it had been preached to me, so if it goes from them to me, it would then come from me to my children. That same spirit that was given to me, I am able to give it if you want it or not. But I can give my ear to the naysayer. It doesn't change that I am still the image of God, because you can't hear me and you can't understand me. I still bear the image of the God, the heavenly, the only one true God. And today for me to know that when my hand put forth to fix a sacrifice of food for saints, God is doing a work that could help his people. If I put forth my hand to wipe away the dust, God is doing the work to make sure his place is like he wants it. I have the mind and the will of God. Let the will of heaven be done in the earth. I am that connection between the heaven and the earth. The God of heaven abides here. So if the body needs deliverance, the speaking from my throat will change what the issue is to be what God wants it to be. If death is imminent in the natural, but I bear the image of the heavenly, and it says live, then the throat will speak and make it what God wants it to be, because I am the image of God, and God said live. Therefore, my frame has to live. There's trouble is in the natural, but I bear the image of the heavenly. It doesn't have houses or land. It has faith, joy, peace that is unspeakable. And the spirit of your throat is trying to change a soul that don't want to walk right. You want it to walk in the image of God. So you tell it. God said, when you open your throat, it is God said. Because when God says, for instance, I suffer not a woman to teach, just throw that to the wind. And when you hear the heavenly voice says that, you say, I agree. So when it comes from your throat and you see something contrary to it, your throat said, God said, I suffer not. When you say, I want it to live, and the natural is appearing that it's going to die, your throat said, save it. And it saved. You can take something dead and go to where a man of God is buried, and his all that is left are bones. And if your dead touch his bones, it will live. Because in you bear the image of the heavenly God. It is time to put your natural mind to rest and wake up a spiritual mind that if I speak it, God could make it so. Not just God can make it so, it is so. When you sit at the table and you say, God has prepared a meal at the table of my enemy, because someone didn't want me to worship God in spirit and in truth, I gave my back to them to smite it. I gave them my ears to talk all bad about the God I wanted to serve, because I wanted to meet him in peace. And they told me, don't go to him. Don't go to him. Don't do that. Don't do that. And you said, had I not walked the path of righteousness, the words that I heard
would not have been fulfilled in my life, and I want it fulfilled because I bear the image of the heavenly. He abides in my soul. So if he wants to be seen, look at us. We are bearing what God is, what he was, and we're hoping to put on what he has on now. So how did I get it? There was a generation before me that passed down it without any added yeast. And we got it pure because the God of heaven that gave it to Apostle Paul, Apostle Peter, dropped it down in us. He said, deliver my people, deliver them. So I come bearing the image of the godly to wake up in you what is in you, the same thing that's abiding in me. I am his hands before you. I am his feet before you. I am his heart, and so are you. You bear the host of heaven all in your soul. That there was a redemption done that could change us from a mortal to immortality. My thought to you is wake up and understand that you bear, and when your throat opens, you speak for God that is, that was, and shall ever be. Your speech is not different when they went to Cornelius' house. You go and you sit at the table and you don't even realize God has already taken over, took the hands, took the body, took the feet, took the eyes, took the ears, took the smell, took the throat, and say you speak of as though you have hope in God. But where is your faith? How can you worship a God that you cannot see? But if you look at me, you will see. When I have nothing, God has blessed me. From my little, God has made it much. If you look at me, I bear the image of God. When I am sick, my throat can cry out to a God that can deliver. When I am, whatever the issue, my throat is open and I can talk to a God that can hear, that can see, that can smell, that can handle, that can walk, that can love. We bear the image of a God that our mother gave us by what they did. I saw God. I saw it. I heard it. I was at home and my mother could say to me, you were different. How did she know I was different? Because God opened her throat. And I can tell you, because she said it and God had done it, I am the manifestation of all of her seed. I carry what she carried. The most precious thing she had was her worship and her service to a God. So what do I do with it? I carry it and pass it on because I bear the image of Eve, the mother of living. Faith lives. It never dies. Patience will never wear out. It will always be there waiting. I then bear in my mortal body the power of the quickening, the power of the changing from mortal to immortality. And I will give it to whoever come and ask of my throat, you have to be baptized. And if they get baptized and don't want the rest, my throat still have what is right to do, because in me is the God that is, the God that was, and the God that will forever be. In me, I might be the only one in my surroundings, but I've got to realize when God needs hands,
he's going to use me. If he wants feet, he's going to use me. If he wants to be heard, he's going to use my throat. If he wants to be seen, he's going to use my mortal frame. If he wants to be heard, seen, or smelled, it's going to be at us. Because the earth have their God. All of their gods are contrary to our God. So we have to stand firm. Because the way I look, I don't look like the world because I bear the image of God. I have the modesty that God wants. I put it on my frame. So if you want to know where he abides, ask my throat. Ask my throat to speak. And I'll say, let me stand to tell you the thing that I had before my God. My God removed it. And now it's just me and him. That thing that was in my way that I was had a burden with all of these days. I waited for till the God that I served moved it. And now I can worship him in spirit and in truth for the rest of my days. Why? I had my moment to prove as strong as Samson was, so am I. As wise as Solomon was, so am I. The warrior that David was to fight, so am I, because I am the image of a God that made me, that molded me, and gave me his breath, and then he gave me his spirit. So, what shall I do with it? I'll worship him. I'll praise him, and my throat could come to you at a time and I thought I couldn't, but I will come to you and say, look, just see what God has done for me and see if it's not God. You be wise enough to judge my life and see if it's not God. I didn't think I was strong, but I came by a lion one day. And when that lion roared to try to destroy my soul, my hand began to do the work of God and let that lion know, not today. This is my moment to show you the power I have with God. And I'm not going to brag about how powerful I am. I'm going to show you in my life. My moment came when I was at death's door and I got delivered. That was my moment to know that that God that I served heard my cry from the belly of hell and he delivered me. What am I going to do? I'm going to praise and worship that God forever because I bear his image. And what now can hinder me, or who now can hinder me? Who can change me when the Lord of heaven has put this in my heart? And he let me know the things that were mysteries and the things that have been said for generations. I understand them. I understand the voice of God. I could hear it. I could understand it. And I move in it. And I see that I've given my ears to the unbelievers. And they can take and use my ears and give me all of their unbelief. And it's filtered through my ears and comes out the other side. I still believe God. Those smiters can look and say, S. McDowell Shelton was not of God. And that lie goes through my ears and my heart brings out to my throat, yes, he was. When the smiter said, it doesn't matter how you live a life, God doesn't care. And you come out of your throat and said, oh, yes, he does. It is written in his words. His words are our lives. So in the beginning was this word, and the word was God, and the word was now manifested in flesh. It is now being manifested in us. So I can give my ears to the unbeliever and say, you're not in the church, but my throat will say, yes, I am. I return to the church. After my feet went astray, I returned to the house of worship where the truth of God is being fulfilled in all of his fullness. I went to the house of the Lord.
How did I make it and some did not? Because the Spirit of God had mercy on me. So what will my throat say? Thank you, Lord. So I can say, glory, hallelujah. Somebody touched me. But I knew it wasn't an earthly hand that touched me. It had to be the hand of the Lord, because that hand turned me from what I was doing to make me do the things of the book. The things that I was doing against the book, God corrected it to make it fit the book. So there is now no condemnation in me because I fit the book. Say, what do you believe? I believe what is written. He said, the scripture says, believe on me as the scripture says. Then something can flow from me. So I believe the scripture. You are the hand. You are the heart. So if someone asks and you say, I don't see how I'm going to be able to do it, even if to bring in a bowl of soup and you know you have nothing, but you said, I will bring a bowl of soup because you are the hand. In Psalms 115, when I awoke and my soul began to realize that a spirit had touched me and opened my eyes again. Because sleep is like unto death. And I didn't know I was in the world or out of it. But when I awoke, and my mind said, how is it that my mind knows and can serve the true God? How am I so blessed? It was because my ears heard the word of God and I obeyed them. And I'm not standing before you because I was perfect all of my life. I'm standing here because God has made me perfect in this life, that when it counts, so are you. We were all chief sinners. I'm probably more than any of you, but you were chief too. You were chief over your life. And when you finished messing it up, who fixed it? Who settled the mind even in the trial? And you say, I can't do this. And he said, I can do it. And you're getting ready to get up to put your hands at it. And he sent you down and said, you ask me to do it. You sit and watch me save you. Now a God has taken over the frame. And he's getting ready to change everything about the situation. So when your throat opens, it's going to say, I tell you, I praise and worship a God that can heal, that can save, that can deliver. And think of every other throat he opened throughout the writings of this book. And I, as I can tell you in my song, that same God that delivered me from the paw of the lion, that delivered me from the paw of the bear, he'll deliver me from this. Another psalmist did it. In Psalm David, and I'm going to go at him because we have a same harp. He had it on his little string harp. He was singing, and these are the words that came out as he wrote. But you got to understand, all these words were written for you to learn so that God and you can wake up at the moments that you need it. Because if our hands go in some situations, we can strangle some folks to death with the power of our bare hands. They can say something to us that make us so angry, our bare hands can grab them by the throat and make them never say another word. But because there's a God in you, it gives you strength to shut the heaven up and let something else be seen. You let the natural diminish. You say, because I had in my mind what I was going to do, but God stepped in, moved everything, changed the mind, change the direction, reroute it from where you were going to go, because your GPS was set that I'm on my way to heaven, to the cloud. The GPS was set for it. But somehow we got off track. But thank God it kept saying reroute, reroute. And not until we got on that we can see that I'm on my way again. So when God steps in, everything changes. It changes from what the carnal man wants to do, and it begins to do what God wants it to be done, and how it wants to be done, when it needs to be done. So David began to write this song with his little harp. I'm sure he'd have a big one. He had a little one, and he just began to say these words that I want to leave with you, because I told the Lord, I got to be able to talk tomorrow. Now, you can keep this voice all messed up from Thursday to Saturday. And I tell you, I went to bed. I said, I don't know what it's going to sound like, but you got to have a voice. This throat got to say something. And even talking earlier, I couldn't get out word. I had to whisper, but I said, I don't want to talk in no whisper. And he's given me a voice because I must have one. Because I have to tell you, there's nothing too hard for God. And I have a witness that there's nothing. But if you keep looking at the natural and with all of its issues, you won't be able to see God. Just look at God. It's going to be all right if you're looking at God. Because whatever it is you're looking at in the natural, it's going to cease. And beyond that, it's still going to be God. So David said,
not unto us.
Lord, not us.
O Lord.
Not unto us, O Lord.
Not unto us.
Not, I'm yours. I know what is right to do. And if I don't do the right thing, then you help me. Yes.
But unto the name given glory, gave glory for thy mercy.
And not to this natural. Not to my housing. But in here is a name that has all power. You're going to have your moment if you haven't had it yet. You're going to have one. You're going to meet a lion. You're going to meet something that's going to devour you utterly if God does not step in. But when you are delivered, who's going to get the glory from that? God is. From our lowest point, we excel. From our weakest, we're the strongest. If you look at Samson's life, what is the comparison of a man to the strength of a lion? That means that man is weak compared to the strength of a lion. But when God steps in and gives the man supernatural power over a lion and rip him like a sheet of paper, that man's mind said, oh my God. It's a manifestation of what God has given my hands to do. Who you think did that work? It was not within the frame of a man. God stepped in and the man stood back and watched and saw what God had done. When you look at your salvation and you being saved, no matter who you're around, you know God. You are of God. And you are the Christ of God. So you've got to be saved. Not unto us, Lord, not unto us. But to give glory to the mercy.
And for the truth, thy truth's sake.
We are doing this for the truth's sake.
Wherefore should the heathen say, where is now their God?
When they ask now, Where is the God you serve? What are they looking at? They're looking at a natural thing. Hallelujah to God. But inside, they can't see what is about to befall them. Because my super strength is about to be seen. I'm about to blow this joint. And they don't even know. There's 15,000 men, and I'm about to get me the jawbone of an ass and go to work. Because they are not to realize that something is about to get in me and make me accomplish something that's going to be heard from generation to generation to generation. Because it's not going to die just because my mother fell asleep. But what she gave me shall continue. Because where did she get it? She got it from God. So where did the heathen say, well, where's your God?
But our God is in the heavens.
He's in the heavens. He has done whatsoever he has pleased. It pleased God to come down and bruise himself. It pleased God now to be in us. He's pleased with us because why? I am willing to bear the image of God. Yes.
The idols are silver and gold.
Their idols are silver and gold.
The work of men's hands.
The work of men's hands. Men have done a work and they said, this is the work of God. Glory be to God. God told me to come and tell you that if you don't give us $1 million to build a hospital in Lulu and people run to a man's God of money, their money, their God is of silver and gold. It is shaped in the image that they make it. False prophets and false teachers don't make their God to look like your God. It doesn't look like the one true God. It looked like something else. So when your God come and said, I am an invisible God, how am I going to make that invisible God visible? So you got to look at us. Look at me. Because I'm about to get the jawbone of a rhinoceros and show you the power of a living God. How am I going to show you the power of God? I'm going to show you that he's going to get me off of my sick bed when I was dying until now I'm walking and I'm praising him and I worship because my throat is open. You're going to show forth the God. You're going to show them when they say, you need to come back. You say, come back to what? I left my old life to go to a life that is new where I could worship God in spirit and in truth. And then God himself will give me a testimony and say, I want the Holy Ghost. Amen. God will make you open your throat and say, I want you, Lord. I desire to have you in my heart, in my life. Lead me. Guide me. Show me the way. And when you begin to then show God is in you, everything about you change. Their idols are silver and gold, the work of men's hands.
They have mouths.
They have mouths, but
they speak not.
They don't say anything.
Eyes have they.
They have eyes.
But they see not.
But they can't see.
They have ears.
They have ears.
But they hear not.
They don't hear.
Nose.
No.
But they smell not.
Can't even smell the smoke of the fire right there close to them.
They have hands.
They have hands.
But they handle not.
They cannot handle.
Feet have they.
Feet have they.
But they walk not.
Isn't that something?
Neither speak they through their throat.
They can't even speak. Because why? That's a man's God versus your God. And when someone comes up to you and you lend your ears to their foolishness, you let it pass through you, but when it come out, you're still saying what God said.
They that make them are like unto them.
They that make them are like unto them. When they make up their gods, they make their gods to do what they want them to do. So when they say, I don't think there's a problem with saying you can be baptized Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. That's their God. It's like what they want to do. But your God said, do it in my name. So when the man that had the mind of God did it, he said, I therefore baptize you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. It is preferable. It is preferable to me if you testify that you don't just say I was baptized in the name of Jesus, because I don't know which Jesus that is, though I know. It is better to say I have been baptized in the name of the Lord, because you must then say, if I've been baptized, I was baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. You have to say both. You just can't say I've been baptized in the name of Jesus, because there was a bar Jesus. And I'm sure you didn't go down and water in his name. So when you testify, say I've been baptized in the name of the Lord, or I have been baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. That's better. So there's no conflict that you don't know which Jesus I'm talking about. But men have made up a God that's after their own heart and do the things like they want it done. Not your God. He's already written his word, and it's not going to change.
They that make them are like unto them, so is everyone that trusted in them.
So, if you believe like the heathens believe, then you're like them. Then you believe in going cutting down trees out of the forest and decking them and showing everybody in the world you are a heathen by lighting up your home for Christmas. Christ was never in Christmas. But you are just like them if you do the things of them. O Israel, right, trust thou in the Lord. Now he said,
He is their help and their shield.
The Lord is our help and the Lord is our shield.
O house of Aaron.
O house of Aaron, trust in the Lord.
He is their help and their shield.
O house of Apostle Patterson, trust in the Lord. He is your help
and their shield.
And he is your shield.
Ye that fear the Lord.
Ye that are fearful of God and trust in the Lord.
He is their help.
He is your help. When you want something from God or from heaven and you don't see how it's going to be, keep believing that God is able. Because God is going to put you exactly where he wants you to obtain the things of your heart. So if you believe, I can guarantee you something is going to come to make your heart move. But if you believe in God and you trust in God, then he is your help and he is your shield. I don't care if he puts you at the bottom. You're going to end up where you want to be because God wants you at the bottom. Because he can show his power. He took a people out of their land and put them in a land where they became slaves. He left them there for 400 years. It was his timing. But then he delivered. If God is the one you fear, and if he's the one that you trust, then let him be your help. So whatever the Lord do is going to be fine with me. He knows what my heart is. He knows what my desire is. I am in his image. Work and let it be done. Whatever it is, he said to Mary. Mary said, whatever, let it be done to me. If our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. What is the will of heaven? Let it be done in me.
Ye that fear the Lord.
Ye that fear the Lord. Trust in the Lord.
He is their help.
He is the help.
And their shield.
He is the shield.
The Lord have done mindful unto us.
The Lord has been mindful of us.
He will bless us.
Hey, listen.
Just follow me for a minute. This is just beautiful to my soul. The Lord has been mindful of us. That means God had us in his thoughts. He knows me. He knows that I'm waiting on it. He knows I desire this of him. He knows I had to wait all these years for him to open my throat to say, look how the Lord has delivered and saved me from myself. Why? The kingdom of God is at hand. But God has been mindful of us.
He will bless us.
And he shall bless us.
He will bless the house of Israel.
He's going to bless us all.
He will bless the house of Aaron.
He's going to bless us all.
He will bless them that fear
him. He will bless us, them that fear him.
Both small and
great.
The Lord shall increase you more and more.
The Lord is going to build you up more and more. He's not finished yet.
You and your children.
Oh, hallelujah to God. Not just you.
You and your children.
The Lord made a manifestation of which one he would select first. He's not finished. The world will destroy all your good. It will suck out all the joy that makes it worth praising and worshiping God. If you let it. But if you bear the image of a living God, yes.
You are blessed of the Lord which made heaven and earth.
You are blessed of the breath that said, let there be light. And the light appeared. He removed the darkness from the light. That same power made you.
The heaven, even the heavens are the Lord's, but the earth have he given to the children of men.
The earth, they got it. They can make whatever they want out of the silver and the gold of the earth. But you are blessed of heavenly things. You got them spooky things going on. See, I thought you were dying. I was. But life came down from heaven. Why? The God of heaven assisted me. Nobody from the earth could help me. But God gave me my strength. I'm blessed of the heavenly. So if you want to know of heavenly things, ask me and I'll open my throat and I'll tell you.
The dead praise not the Lord.
Them that are not in God, whether dead naturally or dead spiritually, they cannot worship God. Why? They sit like lumps on a log. And he said it's like fire in our bowl. That when something is coming at us, we go to work. Why? We are bearing the image of a God. So when Kenny finishes knocking them all dead and piling them up on heat, he'll look to God and said, I thank the God of heaven that have gave me power over the enemy that I can destroy them because God used my body and gave me the strength of heaven to conquer this.
Neither any that go down into silence.
Even them that go down to the grave and can't speak no more, they can't worship God.
But we will bless the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. Praise the Lord.
So when you want me to testify, I said, I got to get up. I got to stand on my feet. And my heart began to rejoice because I said, these people don't know because they haven't been taught. But the Holy Ghost said, let me stand before the presence of the Lord and tell you when I was weak. The Lord has made me strong. I can't do this sitting down. I got to do this standing in the presence of God. So when something come from behind the wood, when Moses used to preach, the people stood at the deliverance of the word. But today, you know, we have pews to make it comfortable for you to sit down and go to rest. But when the Holy Ghost get in you and it wants to testify, it makes you stand up. It makes you tell anybody, my God is a deliverer. My God, he moved a mountain that was in my way that I couldn't get to God like I wanted because there was something in me that would not let me worship and praise the God out of this happiness, out of this joy, out of this peace that I knew I wanted all of my days, but I kept putting something before me and God, but God moved it. And in his strength I stand to say I'm a warrior, but I'll give my ears to the unbeliever. He can't have my heart. He can't have my strength. And he can't have the power that God has given me. Because I bear the image of the living God. And not just me. You bear all that God is, all that God was, and what he shall ever be. Let us all say amen.
Calendar of events for the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith. The Texas State Convention, February 21st through the 24th, 2019, at 3700 Carl Street, Dallas, Texas, 75210. The 66th National Women's Conference, April 14th through the 21st, 2019. At 1534 North Davis Street, Jacksonville, Florida, 32209. The 65th National Men's Conference, May 26th through June 2nd, 2019, at 873 Main Street, Darby, Pennsylvania, 19023. The 70th National Youth Conference, June 30th through July 7th, 2019, at 3700 Call Street, Dallas, Texas, 75210. The 84th National Convention, Centennial 100th Year Celebration, August 22nd through September 2nd, 2019. The location will be announced.
Thank you for listening to the Whole Truth Gospel broadcast of the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith. For more information, visit us online at theapostolicfaith.org. Dial 610-583-2400 or write to us at P.O. Box 109, Darby, Pennsylvania, 19023 in the United States of America.
Gracias por escuchar al programa Toda Verdad, Iglesia del Señor Jesucristo de la Fe Apostólica. Ven con nosotros porque te haremos bien. Nos pueden visitar en la página web www.theapostolicfaith.org.
Merci d'avoir écouté la mission de radio de l'Église du Seigneur Jésus-Christ de la foi apostolique. Venez avec nous, nous vous ferons du bien. Pour plus d'informations, visitez le site www.lafoiapostolique.org.
If you are listening to this broadcast during the day, then have a good day. If you are listening to this broadcast during the evening hours, have a good night.